You're listening to WMUK. Police officers fight crime, but to do that, they face a bigger challenge, getting their communities to trust them. In the first report in a three-part series on what some call a trust gap between Kalamazoo's Public Safety Department and the city's minority residents, WMUK's Chris Killian rides with a public safety officer to see how the issue looks through his eyes.
It's 7 p.m. Friday, and Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety Sergeant Scott Bowling starts his cruiser. The first stop of the night is a house in the Edison neighborhood. A few weeks earlier, a gunman fired shots at the home. Bowling speaks to a woman there who called in the incident, letting her know the man had been arrested and the gun recovered.
I hate to see it happen here, but you willing to cooperate with us? We arrested the guy and we got a gun off the street, okay? And that's huge for everybody's safety.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I said, you did a great thing, and it takes a real brave person to do that.
This kind of law enforcement, trying to engage with residents, is something Kalamazoo's Department of Public Safety is trying to do more of. Working with the community, following up with victims, and being genuinely concerned builds trust with residents, helps solve crime, and makes the streets safer for everyone, including police.
Brothers, because you know how people are. Like, when they have a gun and stuff, they're not afraid to use it. And wow. Especially people like him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's what we're working to get those people out of here. So, and with the help from community residents, that we will eventually do that.
Few people encounter police outside of inconvenient run-ins with them. Even fewer know the challenges officers face, even though they're constantly under the microscope. Kalamazoo officials say respect for public safety officers isn't what it should be in certain mostly minority areas of the city, such as the Edison and Northside neighborhoods. At the same time, some residents in these areas say officers don't treat them fairly, something the department says is not the case. A year-long racial profiling study released last September found that black motorists were being profiled and were more likely to be pulled over than whites. That didn't help the department's image. Then Ferguson happened, and attention on police took center stage nationwide, and in Kalamazoo. Trust between police and residents has risen and fallen over the years. What has remained consistent in the minds of some is the collateral damage caused by heavy-handed police tactics, related to the crack cocaine epidemic of the late 80s and early 90s. Back then, police often arrested first and asked questions later. Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief Jeff Hadley says his officers aren't perfect and that constant improvement is needed. But at times, he feels his officers can't do anything right in the eyes of those in minority neighborhoods. Some are openly hostile to police. Hadley says officers must respect citizens and should be held to a high standard. But he also says his officers deserve respect, too, especially if they're trying to build relationships.
And honestly, I wouldn't want to be a street officer today, you know, where you get out of your car and you have all this hostility and you're trying to just do a job and you go, gosh, all I'm here is just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I just can't make anyone happy or, you know, people are calling me names. And, you know, I mean, you deal with some of that, but there becomes a point where it's over the top.
After checking out the Loy Norris Kalamazoo Central football game, Bowling returns to the Edison neighborhood.
How are we doing tonight?
On Hayes Park Avenue, a group of African-American men are standing on the sidewalk, listening to music. There was a group of women fighting here earlier, and Bowling wants to check in. As he approaches, one of the men pushes a friend back and tells him he doesn't need to talk to the cops, then turns up the music.
Okay. Have we ever had any problems?
No, sir.
I don't think you ever had problems with me, have you?
No, sir.
I've never shown any disrespect towards you, have I? Okay.
The men say they don't know about any fights. Bowling gets back in his cruiser, frustrated by the exchange.
If he doesn't want to talk to me, he has the right. If he wants to dislike me, that's his prerogative.
Again, Chief Jeff Hadley.
What I don't expect, though, is our officers to be humiliated, you know, treated, you know, atrociously, sit there and basically, excuse my French, eat the whole time, where somebody's just sitting there MFing them the whole time, and it becomes a distraction to what they're trying to accomplish on that call for service.
Bowling is a Marine Corps veteran and a husband with four kids. With almost two decades in police work, he trains younger public safety officers. Bowling says he's seen the disrespect Hadley speaks of grow, but he also says cops can't engage with it.
There's times when everybody's going to lose their cool, and that's why we need other officers, other people involved in law enforcement to say, hey, take a step back, take a breather. Let me talk to this person. Okay? I mean, when it comes down to it, we're all human.
Police officers work in the midst of many social problems. Joblessness, drugs, racism, and a cycle of poverty. Bulling says he's had to go far beyond just being someone who enforces the law. He says that's just a part of law enforcement today.
It's not just about being a police officer, you know? It's exactly like you said, it's about being a social worker. It's about being a mediator. And it's hard.
About midnight, Bulling makes a quick stop by the State Theater downtown. A concert is over and a man who's had a bit too much to drink can't find his friends. Bulling makes sure he's got a ride home. There's never a time to not make an impression, he says.
Could have been, hey, dude, you're drunk, get out of my face. And that would have totally turned his impression of how the police are. So, you know, be nice. He's intoxicated. He's not doing anything wrong. He's just worried about his friends and making sure they get home also. So.
For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at the issue as it appears to people in Kalamazoo's minority neighborhoods. This is WMUK.